You might think that a would-be poet whose work was consistently rejected by a prestigious literary magazine would bear some resentment toward that publication. Not so Ruth Lilly, an heir to the Lilly Pharmaceutical Company fortune. Now 87 years old, Ruth Lilly is donating $100 million to Poetry Magazine, a Chicago-based journal which published the first major works by such poets as Carl Sandburg, T.S. Eliot, and Wallace Stevens. Ruth Lilly began sending her own poetry to the magazine back in the 1970s, but her work was never published. Joe Parisi is the editor of Poetry Magazine. He joins us now. Mr. Parisi, are you the editor who rejected Ruth Lilly's poetry over these years?
Well, in those days, I was the associate editor and first reader. And yes, I confess, it was I.
Are you having second thoughts about that now?
No, I guess I must have done the right thing. I guess she must have trusted our integrity because it obviously made no difference who she was. We were basing our judgment on the work.
What's the annual budget right now?
Our budget now is about $60,000, and we have a staff of four. We are very fortunate that for the last 15 years we've been given free office space in the library stacks building of the Newberry Library here in Chicago. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't be surviving.
They might be looking for some rent now, I would think.
Well, they deserve it, too. They've been absolutely wonderful to us. But within the next year or so, we're hoping we can find, for the first time in our existence, a home of our own.
And will you be expanding that budget, do you think? I mean, will you be spending more money every year?
Since I'm notoriously tight-fisted and have had to be extremely thrifty, I don't think I'm going to be able to change my ways, even though we will have, shall we say, considerable more resources. We're treating this as an endowment, and so we want to invest it properly so that we can use the income, first of all, to ensure the future of the magazine. And I think it's safe to say that the magazine's going to be continuing for the foreseeable future, but we want to expand the educational programs we do. We want to do things like teachers' institutes, train junior and high school teachers how to teach contemporary poetry to today's students. We have a poetry press. We now will be able to do something that's been dear to my heart and I've wanted to do for many years, which is start a line of poetry books. In a sense, it's a fulfillment of our mission in ways that I never dreamt we'd be able to do.
I know you have very high standards, and you wouldn't want to bend them, but, I mean, could you find it in your heart now to publish one of Miss Lilly's poems?
Oh, I think she'd be very disappointed if we were to do that. The Lilly family themselves, she's not the only one. That whole family is extremely generous, and they're quite remarkable because they almost never have asked for any kind of public recognition. It's really quite remarkable. As you know now, donors want to have their names on everything, the drinking fountain and you know, the third brick in the pavement and so forth. And, this is really philanthropy in the old-fashioned way, you know, very quiet.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Joe.
Well, it's been a delight. Thank you for calling.
Joe Parisi is editor of Poetry Magazine, a publication that is soon to be $100 million richer thanks to a donation from Ruth Lilly.